you got to kind of know where to go. I mean, but he.
Yeah, you know, I don't, you know, I don't believe in like hearing voices and on seeing signs and stuff, but yeah, I do believe in being led by the Spirit. Let me give you an example. The other day we were camped at a Walmart not far from here, and there's a nice little lake there. And we went out to the lake in the evening. When we pulled up, we camped at a lot of Walmarts because we're customers and they let us stay for free. And there was a young guy out there fishing. So my wife and I walked out, and we walked out there, and I said, "How's the fishing?" He goes, "Oh, not too good." And he kind of moved down a little bit, and it just, the Spirit didn't lead me to go witness to him. He didn't seem open to it, and I just let it go. So I don't go and hand out gospel cards to everybody. The next morning, we're getting up. My wife's getting the van all buckled up, and she said, "We're ready to go. I'm ready to go." And I said, "I see a man out there fishing." I said, "I feel led to go witness to him." And I walked out there, and he was a 75-year-old legless veteran in a wheelchair. And him and I talked for an hour. And it was such a blessing. And he received it, and he was asking me questions, and we kind of loved on each other. He gave me a big hug. He was edified. He said, "Man, I got to go study my Bible more." And I told him my website's there for you. So yeah, you do have to be led by the Spirit. So what I do is I kind of look at what festivals, what is going on. We definitely are migrants. We follow the weather, because being van dwellers, it's a lot easier to be in the warm, like the sheep, when you take your sheep where the good pastures are. So we go down south in the winter, and we'll head back north now in the summertime. So yeah, I believe in being led by the Spirit. And it just, how many times we'll be driving through a town and we'll be headed to Walmart, and that's our plan, and all of a sudden I just go, "Isn't there a Cracker Barrel here?" And she goes, my wife goes, "Yeah." And I go, "We stay at Cracker Barrels too." She's like, "Well, yeah, but I didn't check that one out. We were headed to Walmart." And I said, "I think we need to go to Cracker Barrel. I just have like a sense. Don't hear voices."
But one thing about it, the way the world is right now, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
Amen. You need tacos, everywhere.
Amen. I pull into a Cracker Barrel, and there's somebody come walking up, and I witness to them, and I go, "This is where we needed to be." So we try to be Spirit-led, and
But it might not be so much of where you go. It's just where you go, people come to you.
That's true. Could be, sir. Could be. God uses, He'll use His people everywhere, and He'll send the Spirit, and He'll send truth to those people that need it. And the world is so dark, and the truth is so rare, and most of the church systems are corrupt, and not most of them, all of them that I know. And we just go to give people hope that America's going to be judged, but there's hope for people that will come out of this culture and stand and be a Noah in their generation.
Do you keep up with the news and all?
I watch
the president.
I watch a little bit of news, enough to be informed so I don't look stupid when I'm street witnessing, but I don't get caught up in politics. I don't get caught up in the news, but I know enough to know what's going on. I'll click on the news, and I'll maybe spend, you know, if I click on the news on the internet, I don't watch TV, I don't watch movies, I don't do all that, but if I click on the news on the internet, in about 10 minutes, I can pretty much tell what's the big stories going on, and I can see what's going on. I stay in tune to the elections, because when I go out in the streets, that's what I hear a lot of. I hear a lot of people talking about the elections, and they say Trump is the hope, and DeSantis is the next hope. And so I speak with intelligence, because the Bible says my people are destroyed because of their lack of knowledge. So I want to have knowledge then to help and guide people, so I don't look like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, they got buses now. I think Walgreens got buses now. Big old buses, a lot bigger than that. That they actually driving around, and people can, and they hand out abortion pills.
Oh,
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It's just,
yeah, the culture has become so demonic. Satan is having his field, and Satan is going to take over this world, and it's going to get very, very dark. And it's going to be very, very hard for people to try to live for God. And it may, Jesus said, you must lose your life. It may end up costing you your life.
But you know, I used to have a plumber do work, and he was a preacher. Of course, he's ain't got too old now to do anything. And we were sitting over here, matter of fact, we were sitting over here at Burger King over there one day. And I told him, I said, "Early, I said, you think about it. I mean, right now we got cars that drive itself. We got TVs that gets 400 or 500 channels. I mean, just, we got all this technology." I said, people go like, well, I got all this right here. Why do I even need God?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Science has become God.
Yeah.
Yeah, science has become God. You're right. Yeah. And that was Satan. See, and that's why I said God's going to step into the world. I like to teach this to people. Go back and read the account. You read the Bible? Go back and read the account of the Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis. And God said that man came together speaking one language and set his mind. And God said nothing that he sets his mind to, he won't be able to do. And what did God do? He He caused all the languages to be confused and caused man to scatter. So for the thousands of years since then, man has been all over the world, not communicating with each other because we've all been scattered. Mankind, humanity, hasn't been able to come together into one force. You know what's happened now? With computers, now you go to the UN, you can see it on the internet if you want. You go to the UN, they got a speaker sitting there talking at the UN. They got 600 people from all over the world listening in earpieces, and guess what's happening? They're decoding the language, and it's all coming into their language, and now the world can all communicate again, and look what we have. AI, we have, we're going supposedly to, we're going to all these different places, and so that's why I think God's going to step into the world again one day, and he's going to end it all. He's going to stop it again, and he's going to take back his creation. So.
It's bad.
I think. Check out my website sometime. I got a lot of articles on there, man.
Did you get some pictures?
I did. Thank you so much.
Y'all be safe.
Yeah, thank you.